Morgan City Mayor Lee Dragna on the line with us now as we prepare for the citywide power outage later tonight in the city of Morgan City. Mayor Dragna, thank you for joining us. Can you give us an idea of what to expect later this evening?
Yeah, so at let's say midnight, we're going to kill the power to the entire city in one throw. So there'll be no surges, there'll be no temporary power, anything like that. People that have generators, you know, if they kick on automatically, it'll kick on. It's going to take us approximately 35 minutes to de-energize and ground the lines. Basically, all the residual electricity that's in the lines from all over the city has to get grounded out before the guys can get in there. Right now, the wire is already stretched out. I'm standing on top of it, looking at it in the field. The connections are on the wires. The man lifts are already in place. They're turning the light towers on right now. Even though it's early, we're going to be ready no matter what. And then it's going to take approximately an hour. If we run into no hiccup, because we can't see what's up there at the top, so we might have to change some extra stuff. But, you know, we're bringing everything up there new with us. In case we got to change it, we're going to change the hookup points. An hour and a half max to change the parts, but then it's going to take us between 25 and 35 minutes to re-energize the city one section at a time where we don't shock load the system. So there's 27 sections, takes about 30 seconds to a minute in between each one, you know, to let it catch up the load. So within about 35 minutes, you'll have the entire city back up and running. That is a total of 2 hours to 2.5 hours. Total, complete. So we're very proud of the plan we have, and we have the best of the best contractors out here. Trust me, we're paying them, and we pay for extra ones to make this a 2-hour event instead of a 4 or 5 hour event. So, you know, by 2 o'clock, no later than 2:30, you'll have your lights back on and everything will be okay. Now, one thing I want to say is, When big outages happen, sometimes secondary lines, meaning the lines that go to houses, sometimes those fuses on the pole will trip. And so if you do have an issue that your neighbors have lights but you don't, immediately call City Hall. Our service guys are going to be sitting there waiting, and they'll come out and put a new fuse in, you know, and get you up and running immediately. We are expecting about 5 or 6 people in the city. That's normally what happens, that this happens to. So don't be afraid. Call City Hall, 385-1770, and our utility crew will be there waiting to come put you right back on. So,
can you explain the exact repairs that need to be done tonight?
Yeah, so what happened is a couple months ago when those trees fell and hit our main feeder line, it broke the little small line way on top. It's called a static line. That is the protection of the main lines from lightning strikes. If lightning hits those big 2-inch lines, we will be out for days and days. So we do not want that to happen. And this protection line, we basically took 1,000 feet of it out when it broke just to hurry up and get our city back up and running. And here comes hurricane season, right? So we don't want a big lightning event to hit this in this 1,000-foot section. So we're going to protect it. That's why we're going to protect it. You know, at first we said we were going to go at 10 o'clock earlier, you know, last week and earlier this week. But then we heard people have concerns for certain reasons, and we understand them. So we listened to the people. So we pushed it. We got more contractors, even though it costs a little bit more. And we pushed it to 12 so people can get their houses cooled. I would tell people, put your air conditioner on 60 and let it get down real cold. Put some clothes on. And then when you turn it off in 2 hours, especially since it's been raining and it's cooler out, I'm outside now. It's not bad. And then you won't have an issue with being hot. You just won't. And then you kick it back on after, or kick back on its own, actually. So that static line is very important for the future, and it could cost millions of dollars worth of damage if we don't fix it now. And we won't allow that to happen to the people.
And I'm sure you've probably fielded some questions regarding those with special needs, maybe on oxygen. Anyone here at the last minute, any questions someone may have if they need assistance, anything they should do?
So our fire department has extra bottles, a lot of them, oxygen bottles. They also have a limited amount of little generators that they help people. They have a list of people. If you're on that normal list, they should have contacted you or expecting you to contact them, right? And they will bring you, and or if you come bring a bottle and say, hey, I need a bottle for a spare backup or something, they have them. We have about 50 bottles, give or take. So if somebody, I'm talking about breathing oxygen. So if people need it, we're there for them. If they're in a bind, you can call. You could still call 911. You still have water that runs on generator. You still have gas. Our guys are watching the gas lines to make sure that all these generators about to kick on don't crash the system at one time. But we're watching that. You're gonna have gas to cook. You're gonna have a water, like I said, sewer. Everything else runs on generators. So we good with that, just the electricity part. And if you have an issue with oxygen, just don't wait till midnight. Call the fire department now. You know, there's nobody's going to be mad. We want you to call us. And if they have time, they might even come run you a bottle. If you can come get it, that's even better. You know, and they have a big old list, 2 pages long, of everybody that normally calls. So they know they're on top of their game with that. You know, but if there is an emergency, 911 is the number. You call it, we coming. We got extra patrols with the police department going to be out. Sheriff department's going to have a couple extra cars helping us out. And all of our stations have generators, so their phones work. You know, the repeaters work for the radios. We've tested everything again and again. We're ready. We're like hurricane ready, right? That's what we're ready for, like a hurricane. Because it's a total blackout, you know, so.
Well, thank you very much, Morgan City Mayor Lee Dragna. Good luck tonight, and we'll keep everyone updated here on KQKI.
Thank you, Brady.
And, of course, Oxner St. Mary has said that they are prepared and will be business as usual during the power outage later tonight, providing all services, including emergency care, if needed. They do have generators on standby. They are tested weekly, and these generators will provide power to the emergency circuits in the hospital. Those include life support equipment, patient comfort equipment, lighting, and other necessities. We'll keep you updated. Right here on 95.3 FM, KQKI.